Oh, yes. One more time. Hit that music.
G-O-G-B Show. Listen to this new guitar track.
Holy moly. Craig might not talk, but he's over there laughing his ass off. Why? He said he was going to record some guitar for the theme song. Listen to this. How the hell am I supposed to talk over this? I'm supposed to introduce the episode with this playing in the background? Listen to this. Holy crap. You played this? What are you, Eddie Van Halen? Wow. Oh, it never ends. Oh. Well, finally you ran out of steam. What the hell was that? I don't even know. So every episode I'm supposed to play that? I'm supposed to play that? I thought the last one was distracting. What the hell was that? What did you do? You're like a man possessed, Craig over there. The man who never speaks but laughs. Plays guitar apparently, and he plays the sound. All right, wow. So there's the new intro. It's gonna melt some faces. I'm gonna start every episode now with melting everyone's face, and they're probably gonna turn it off. They're not gonna listen to past that. Who's listening right now? Nobody. Well, it's their fault. They're lost because we got a big, big time episode today on the GOGP show. Yes, in case that lovely theme song, overblown theme song, didn't tip you off, it's the GOGP show. And it's me, the GOGP, your host at large. One more ride, one more show, and it's a big one. Why? Well, we're going to have a guest. We're going to have the Rated F. This episode of the GOGP show is Rated F. He's going to be on the show via the Skype line. I don't know what, we don't have a clever name for it, do we? No. No clever name for it, but he'll be here live and in person shortly. Before I get to him, I should update y'all on the Manhands Odyssey. Yes, the Manhands Odyssey. Why? Who's Manhands? Well, it's a girl from AOC, Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Why is she called man hands? Well, take it away, Mr. Seinfeld.
She had man hands. The hands of a man. It's like a creature out of Greek mythology. I mean, she was like part woman, part horrible beast.
Yes, she doesn't have big breasts, but she has the hands of a man. All the features that you desire. Well, there was one little quest that I just did, not that long ago, where you have to go, you steal a box, you're told it's an obelisk. Crap, I forgot, and I didn't write it down. Obelisk, life goes on, something like that. Let me search it. Loading, please wait while the show loads. It's loading right now. Loading. Loading. Olisbos. There we go. Olisbos. You have to go get an Olisbos. That's all you're told. You go get it. Turns out, well, what's an Olisbos? Well, let's Google it. Here's the definition. An object having the shape and often the appearance of an erect penis. Yes, that's what you have to steal from one woman. And who sends you on this lovely quest to get a dildo? That's the guy that I mentioned in a previous episode that had sex with the goat and then wants to bang you. Well, you go get the dildo for the guy, the Olisbos. You bring it back to him and he's happy. You stole someone's dildo and you just... What happens next? Well, what any other woman would do, you let the guy use the dildo on you. Yep, that's what she did. Finally, the guy got a little action. No, he didn't get to put his thing in the man hands thing. He just got to use the dildo on her, which is perfectly normal and perfectly all right. You know, he did bang a goat a few days before, but, you know, no harm, just pleasuring. Letting him pleasure man hands. So, that's what she's getting off. She got off. She got off with the oldest boss, and everybody is happy. Everybody wins in that situation except the one that lost their dildo. They don't, you know, they don't have a dildo anymore. So sorry. So sorry. How's everyone coping out there in quarantine land? I hope you're healthy enough to quarantine yourself, or, you know, think about it, and you're not quarantined because you have to be, which is probably worse. It's a lot better to be quarantined if you're healthy than if you're sick, because it's probably not fun. From what I hear in the news, it's not a whole lot of fun, but everyone knows that. Some people would say that I've been self-quarantining for a while now. Well, I work at home, so I already got that covered, but I'm almost out of toilet paper, so I'm not doing that well. Did I just say 2 seconds ago that it wasn't fun to be sick? What the hell is wrong with me? I'm really good at this stuff. I'm really good at this whole podcasting thing, thinking on my feet, saying intelligent things. Nothing but wisdom pours out of my mouth. I can't even get that line out. Oh, man. Oh, it is a Sunday. You gotta expect a little unprofessionalism on a Sunday. It's a day of rest. Not else's day of rest. I should be resting, not sitting here recording a podcast, a GOGP show episode. Episode number 4, by the way, in the new run. No one's heard of this run. No one's really tuned in to pay attention. I don't think I've really got the news out. But hey, you're listening. That's all that counts. That's all that counts.
Ghost of Gamer Pat, the GOGP show, baby.
All right, we got a guest. You may have heard of him, maybe not. Rated F. He does a little thing on this channel called YouTube. You may have heard of it. He plays games. He talks about them. He does skits. And, yeah, he's live on the show. Hello.
What's good?
There he is. It's working. It's working. The Skype is working. Yes. We figured something out. How are things in your neck of the world?
Normal. You know how it is. How to survive not to get caught with the coronavirus.
Oh, so you don't have it. That's good.
That's a good sign right now.
Are people, like, quarantining themselves and all that?
I don't know. I'm right now still working my job, and right now they've been trying rumors to start working at home. I don't mind.
Well, how many rolls of toilet paper do you have?
Enough to keep me alive.
Oh, that's good. That's all that counts. You don't have, like, 100,000 rolls, do you?
I don't think it's necessary.
Yeah, me neither.
Unless I take a trip to Taco Bell.
Yeah, What's that, Chipotle? We don't have Chipotle here. We have Mucho Burrito, but I think it's the same thing.
Get as much guac as you can there as you can get at Chipotle.
No. It's like a dollar for a little dollop.
Wow, that's horrible.
Cheap bastards.
I know.
Well, what do you do? What's your job? Where do you work?
I work for alarm centers. I just basically try to see if everyone's still work alive and not caught on fire based on their alarm systems.
Oh, that's all right. So you just monitor computers? Like you're at a computer?
Mostly alarms, yeah. I monitor them at my location just make sure that people aren't caught on fire or at gunpoint.
Oh, sweet. Are you like, you're not that voice that, like, you know, when you don't put in your passcode properly and it's like, stop down immediately. Police are on their way. You're not that guy, are you?
I wish. That would have been amazing.
That guy's scary. I got caught once at work. I didn't remember the passcode. He's like, what's the emergency phrase? And I was like, I don't know. And then all of a sudden he started threatening to call the cops. So I just ran and called my boss. I didn't know what to do. The guy scared me. It's like Hulk Hogan.
Be the warning of all people.
Yeah. It's like Hulk Hogan. Macho Man. I don't know. Ooh, brother.
I would not be really scared of them. That would actually be the most amazing thing in the world.
Yeah, possibly. So you were into MMA, correct?
Used to be. For the time being, I was just trying to find something at the time. It was just something to keep myself in shape. And knowing I suck at every other thing that involves a ball, I figured I can maybe get a try to punch people and kick people. So I tried it.
Like, did you actually do a martial art?
No, I didn't. I never did. I did a little bit of like Brazilian jiu-jitsu and some Muay Thai stuff.
Oh, so you could still kick someone's ass, right?
Yeah, I probably could still do it.
Oh, that's not bad.
Hopefully they don't have a black belt, so then I would have to make sure they don't have black belts.
Well, yeah, no, of course. You don't want to mess with anyone with a black belt.
Absolutely not.
Did you actually compete, like, in a ring, octagon?
No, I never compete. I did, like, one side Brazilian jiu-jitsu event. I lost by decision, but it was only, like, a single point difference between us. And after that, I just got hurt, and then I just had to stop because of the job.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't like – no one likes getting punched in the face. I wouldn't like that.
No, at first it doesn't feel that bad. Then, so you know it, once you get a couple more in, you're just like, whatever. You punch me, I'll punch it back. You kick me, I'll try to kick you back.
Well, that's the idea. You hope you can punch him back.
No, sadly, I never got knocked out, which is good.
Yeah, you don't want that. That could have some long-lasting effects.
You don't want to be that one guy that gets knocked out and everyone just stares at you.
That's right. That's embarrassing.
Exactly.
Like, so what is the rated F? What's it stand for? It's like your last name, right?
It's still a mystery. No one knows what it means. I try to keep it up. It's saying, you know, I let it up until the time I had to get rid of the channel. Then I reveal what the F really meant.
Can I guess?
I kind of just came up with an idea. I was just coming up with random things, and I just saw the F. I'm like, I'll do that. Because one day I was like going through Google, and then it's like I found the like whole thing with video games movie, where it's like rated M, rated A, whatever they have nowadays. And I was like, oh, I could probably come up with something. So I just looked at the logo. I said, oh, they never did anything with F yet. So when I throw an F in it.
Can I guess what it stands for?
Take a guess.
If I'm right, you got to tell me.
Sure.
It stands for fun. Rated fun.
Not yet.
So close.
We're getting there.
That'd be lame. So what do I call you? Do I call you Mike? Do I call you Rated F? Do I call you F? RF?
You can call me Mike.
Rated?
Mike, Rated F. It's mostly what people, I was going to say. Sometimes I talk to people like on Discords and stuff. Some people say Mike. Some be like Rated. Uh-huh. I just let them use imagination.
I see. And you're on the Instagram?
Yeah, always keep it up with it.
Yeah, Instagram's not that fun, but, you know, it's cool to be on.
There are most social apps nowadays. I was going to say, I mean, nowadays I use Facebook rarely just to keep up, but once the whole coronavirus stuff is, I didn't turn it off because it's way too much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you'll be all panicked buying toilet paper.
No, it's just like, the only thing I would want to see is just how many memes they actually make with toilet paper.
Yeah, there's a lot. I saw like a Game of Thrones and his toilet's like toilet paper. It's crazy.
That's an awesome thing.
Yeah, well, tell us by us, I mean like the five people in the audience, tell us about your YouTube channel.
So my channel, I basically do a lot of Let's Plays. I do a lot of random gaming stuff. Kind of started more on when I first started. I did a little bit of reaction games, and then I started doing a little more gameplay stuff. I think the first thing I started with like Injustice 2 when that was popular back then. Then after that, a while, I started getting into these visual novel stuff I read, and I was like, I could probably make them more interesting on my channel. So I found one, and I got into that one. And then, so you know what, I pressed more into the visual novels because I feel like a lot of people don't play them. I feel like if it is something that caught my attention, and then so on, I just came up with random ideas, and then here I am, where I am now.
Yeah, I've been on. So you say novels, and that's basically what it is. You're basically reading stuff off the screen, right? And it is kind of like a book.
Yeah, it's basically a book, but I think it doesn't really. I mean, it does definitely change a lot of things. There are times that you can actually make choices, which is actually pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And then some of them actually have like some different graphics and all that. So it does change out through time from time.
Oh, I see. And you do like those skits, right? You have like some characters.
Oh, you mean Burb and Cactus and Pico Legion.
They're always out to get you.
Those are my interesting ideas that come along the way.
So do you have like a whole arc in mind? You're going to do the beginning, the middle, the end, a big, big storyline, epic?
There's always a story with those three. I just, for me, the ideas come along the way, and I just like, well, how could I work with them and their stories? But all of them have their own different personalities and what they do. right. still don't know their backgrounds. I'm still trying to figure this all out.
I see. So you're just winging it, kind of improvising as you go.
Well, the time with a lot of those things you see is a lot of improvising. I mean, there's a lot of them you see on the social media pages, like the shark puppets and all them. They always come up with something on the spot before they actually make the video. So it's more of like what I could do with all three of these guys to make them interesting, but also go along with the channel I do at Rated F with all the gaming stuff. So it's just kind of like motions that come along the way. And then there's something on the side. I just go with that.
Yes, we're all improvising. I'm improvising right now, actually. But sounds like you have a whole empire, the Rated F franchise.
That'd be a great business come along the way. Might have to write that down.
Yes. Yeah, don't take my ideas. It's my idea.
Okay.
I get a share. Okay. I get a cut now.
You didn't hit the trademark yet, so I didn't say anything.
So the Kron, he has a, you know the Kron, right?
He has his own.
My earbuds just fell out. The Kron? You know the Kron?
No, I never heard of him.
Le Chronicles de la Gamer.
Sounds familiar, but no, I never heard of him.
You never heard of The Chronicles of a Gamer? Bobby?
Hmm. Oh, wait, now I know you're talking.
There you go.
Yeah, I was going to say, it takes a while for me to remember. I realized, yeah, he does all the gamings and reviews and all that. I was going to say.
He's the king of all platinum gamers.
Anyway. Memories back then. I was going to say, every time I look at his stuff on his Instagram, it makes me bring back memories of going to the video store and actually getting those games.
Oh. I thought you were going to say something bad, and I was going to remind you, hey, I'm recording this, but
no, good I was going to say, there's nothing bad about it. I was going to say, I love this stuff.
Well, he had a question.
Oh, boy.
You want to answer his question?
I can't wait to answer this question.
By the way, you haven't been listening to his podcast then. He has a new podcast.
I might have to check it out.
There you go. That's a free plug. Now he owes me at least 2 shout-outs for that. Anyway, here's his question.
Promotion.
He's a big fan. He asks, are you going to be playing some big-time games on your channel soon?
I'm going to work on that. Lately with the Elgato, I like when I got an Elgato, I thought it was going to be good. And there was always some technical difficulties. And for me, it's like I've been trying to get into big games. But
wait, which game did you say?
It's like an Elgato. Something it's like game capturing device. So it's like kind of this captures the footage of what I do.
Okay, so it's like a caption card thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like a caption card and all that. It's kind of like what they do with OBS on the computers and all that stuff.
Oh.
But I want to get into some of the big games, I was going to say. I know recently I've been looking at the Final Fantasy VII Remake and all the footage I've been showing for that one. Yeah, I would love to get into that one.
Like, do you have what consoles do you have? Do you have PS4 and all that?
PS4, Switch. I have an Xbox One. I haven't played in a while, I was going to say.
Oh.
Might have to break that in and get a game one these days, but I was going to say I have most of them. Growing up, I was just going to say, I played more of PlayStation 4 because that's what I grew up with a lot with the PlayStation. Yeah.
So have you played that new Final Fantasy hack and slash?
No, not
the
yet.
The remake? Oh, yeah, because it's like the free demo out.
Yeah, I knew there was a demo release. I was going to say, I recently just got, like with me and my brother, we have different rooms. So he's been borrowing it the past couple of days. So I just recently just got back. So now I'm about to just plug it in. Actually checked it out recently.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Check it out. But it's like a hack and slash. I think you can set it to do it like the traditional, you know, Japanese RPG
style. Yeah,
the hack and slash, it's okay, but it gets kind of boring. Like it's pretty much a hack and slash
RPG style.
Yeah, and then you're scrambling to get through the menus when you want a potion. It's tough when you're fighting the boss, getting your ass kicked, and you're scrambling through the menus in real time. There's no break.
Never to break for that stuff.
Yeah. That's right. Well, okay. Anything else you want to say on your channel? Here's your chance to plug it.
So as guys, just check out the Rated F on YouTube. Leave a subscribe, comment, like, check out the stuff. Always have a suggestion for any games out there. Or if you have any questions for me, you can always message me on Instagram or check me on YouTube and find my way there.
Okay, because we're going to get into the meat of the potatoes now. I don't know if that's a saying. Well, where do you live? You live in New Jersey, right? I know you live on the east side somewhere.
Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a Jersey boy.
Right, okay. Like what? Like right in a big city?
Well, it's always a fine line of where part of Jersey. You got north. The quote central Jersey people say, or South Jersey. Okay. I'm more of a down South Jersey guy.
All that stuff's very foreign to me. So
yeah, it's weird how we define Jersey.
I live in the Great White North. It's still like we just had a blizzard last night, so we got coronavirus and blizzard now. But hey, the cold makes you stay inside.
One deal.
Yeah, the cold makes you stay inside anyway. So there's no, we don't need any more reasons to do that.
No.
But
the only thing I had to go out is just get that toilet paper.
Yeah, down to six.
Oh boy,
that might not last long. I'm gonna have to kick in a neighbor's door and take theirs. Never thought I'd have to steal toilet paper.
Purging people for their toilet paper nowadays.
Well, you gotta purge them for some reason, I guess. Might as well be ass wipe. So we're gonna have some fun. That's why the rated F today stands for fun. Because
yes,
you talk sometimes on your in your writings that you wanna, you're like an aspiring voice actor. You wanna try to dip your toe into it, right?
As always, man. I was gonna say something that I would always want to get in, I always want to get into.
Right. So hey, I figured we could have some fun with that. We should do some scenes. That? You're into that?
I'm down.
All right. So, I picked out classic Metal Gear.
Ooh.
Right, that's a game known for its story. It's heavy in dialogue, so I figured we could have some fun with that. You got your chops ready? You got your voice all warmed up?
Hold on, let me try this out. Me. Yep, I'm good.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to get my voice. I have a little sip of water here. They say you shouldn't swallow on the air, but whatever. I don't care.
No.
I don't care. I don't really
bother.
It's
a free podcast. You can do what you want as long as you don't get in trouble.
Oh, no one's giving me shit. Oops. Not allowed to swear on this. Actually, I think you are. Only guests are allowed to swear, so go ahead and swear. I'm just not the host. That's the rule.
Are you fucking serious about... Oh, my bad.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to beep that one up. So here's the scene. It's Metal Gear Solid on the PlayStation 1. Snake battles the guards and defeats them. Snake enters the snowfield, but when he is halfway across, he is shot at by a sniper. I will play the role of Otacon, and you'll be Snake. All right. As I get... Okay. I'm trying to read, but nothing's happening. Okay, here we go. I am Otacon. Snake, are you okay?
Otacon, where are those stealth prototypes?
No. There were only five.
So, this isn't self-camouflage, then?
What are you talking about?
Someone's aiming at me in the middle of this blizzard.
It's her.
Wolf? Sniper Wolf?
Yes, it's her. It's definitely her.
Otacon, you sound like you're happy.
No, I'm not.
So, what is it?
Snake, please don't kill her.
Are you insane?
Please, she's a good person. You know that if you talk to her.
Listen to me, kid. She's a merciless killer.
End scene.
Oh.
Pretty good. Not bad. Not a bad little start. How'd that feel? Pretty good?
Felt pretty good. Was he always that grumpy? I always wonder. Every time I see him in the game, he always seems like he's always in a bad mood. That's his persona.
He's in a bad mood, yes. He's a grumpy man. You never played the game?
I played a little bit of it, but never fully the entire series run.
He's a heavy smoker. He's a clone. He's a grumpy man. He's always he's a soldier, you know. That's his life.
I made him exciting by putting him in Super Smash Brothers.
There you go. You want to do one more? Let's do another one.
All right.
We're just getting warmed up here. This one's from another classic, Uncharted 2. You'll be playing the role of Nathan, and I will be Elena. The very beautiful Elena. Okay, here we go. I'll set it up. Nathan and Elena walk arm in arm over to the edge of a village and watch the sun setting over the mountains. Here we go. So, where do we go from here, huh?
I don't know.
I haven't thought... Oh.
Oh, that's my line.
I'm stepping on your lines now. Go ahead.
I haven't thought that far ahead.
Of course not. But then again, neither have I.
Good.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how scared were you that I was going to die?
4.
4?
Yeah. Why?
4?
Yeah.
You were at least an 8.
An 8?
You were a total 8.
An 8? Those guardian things were an 8.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, they were terrifying.
Then what's a 10?
Clowns.
Clowns over my death?
I hate clowns.
Clowns.
I hate clowns.
Oh my word, you thought I was dead.
No.
No, you thought I was gone.
No.
Yes, you did.
No, I had you all along.
I saw you shed tears. You shed a bunch of them.
Tears?
Mm-hmm.
It was raining.
No, it was not.
You were unconscious, and it was raining.
It was totally sunny out, and you were bawling.
It wasn't sunny, and you were unconscious.
Whatever. I kept your tears in a jar. I have proof. And scene. Well, the chemistry here is undeniable.
Ooh.
You feeling it? I'm feeling it.
I'm feeling it.
All right. I think there's one more.
Ooh.
One more. It's the last one. Last one. One more. One more time. One more little skit. People are loving this. I can tell people are going to love this.
People will.
Yeah. Here we go. You know what game it is?
Surprise me.
Resident Evil 4. Wow. You can't act like you're surprised when we can hear you turning pages. All right.
I tried to build the suspense so people don't know I'm turning pages.
You're a showman. That's what counts. Here we go. I'm going to set it up. Leon finally comes to. He is in another room, bound, along with the Spaniard whom he tried to rescue earlier.
This is going to be fun.
You're Leon. I'm Sarah.
I'm guessing Sarah's the Spanish person.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Hey, hey, wake up.
Aye, crawl out of that hole and into another.
You want to tell me what's going on here?
Americano, see. Now what brings a bloke like you to this part of the world?
My name is Leon. I came here looking for this girl. Have you seen her?
What, Este? Are you supposed to be a cop or something? Nah, you don't look the type.
Maybe.
Okay, Holmes. Let me guess. She's the president's daughter?
That's too good for a guess. Want to start explaining?
Psychic powers, homie. Nah, just kidding with you, amigo. Outside, a zombie who looks like he has seen better days is heading towards where Leon and Sarah are being held. He is dragging a huge axe with him.
Looking for that toilet paper.
I overheard one of the villagers, I say, talking something about the president's daughter in the church.
And who might you be?
Me amo Luis Serra. I used to be a cop in Madrid. Now I'm just a good-for-nothing guy who happens to be quite the ladies' man.
Why'd you quit?
Policia, you put your life on the line. No one really appreciates you enough for it. Being a hero isn't what it's all cracked up to be anymore.
Used to be a cop myself. Only for a day, though.
I thought I was bad at it.
Somehow, I managed to get myself involved with this incident in Raccoon City on my first day in the force.
What is the incident? Oh no, that is the incident with the viral outbreak, right? I think I might have seen a sample of the virus in the lab, homie, at my department. The bloody zombie enters with the axe in his hands. Do something, cop!
After you. Now!
And scene.
Dude, great. You did good on first pulling out the Spanish on there.
I'm bowing. I'm standing up and I'm bowing right now. I'm tipping my cap. I'm catching roses. People love it.
No.
People
will turn more to your podcast now with all the skits going on.
Yes. I adjusted the level here now. Everything's messed up. You were really loud for a second, but I think it's all better. Well, you did good. You did great.
Thank you. Thank you. You as well.
Oh, yes. Of course. It's my show. I'm always great.
Exactly.
And that's all I had planned for you. Like, do you want to call someone out? Do you want to say anything controversial? Now's your chance.
I don't know if I have any villains yet out there. I mean, oh. Thank God. I was going to say, I haven't discovered any villains out there yet other than the three people had to deal with on my own side with the Burb, Cactus, and Peak Luigi, you know?
That's right.
But I keep them in check some days.
Hey, you don't want to piss them off on this show. They'll start coming after me next, and we don't need that.
No, trust me. I was going to say, I made sure last time because they keep getting to my kitchen. I had banned them from going into anywhere out of the room.
That's right. You're doing good work over there. And I encourage everyone to check out your channels and your YouTube. Give Rated F a follow. Say hi. You know, every follow helps.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Thank you always for having me, man. I was gonna say, anytime you need me back on the show, let me know.
Okay. Hey, well, what game are you gonna be playing next? You gonna be playing what do you got going on, game wise?
I always leave it a surprise.
No, I'm just saying.
I've been lately trying to get back into Link Awakening, but I was going to say, as soon as I get all the system stuff back working, definitely get back into system gaming. But I always leave it out to faith and see what my attention goes to now.
You're leaving it up to God.
Yep.
That's wise. So just behind the scenes, you're not playing anything. You're just working. Busy.
I'm busy, you know how it is, you know, just always when you're working, try to keep myself on spot, just come up with other ideas on the side and write everything down.
Okay, man. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for doing the skits. Thanks for showing off your voice talents, letting us know what's going on. You can give yourself a huge plug. Tell everyone what your YouTube is again.
The Rated F.
There you go. Okay. Thank you.
As always, thank you for having me, man.
Yep. Stay clean and don't let anyone touch you and sneeze on you, all right?
Nope, and make sure no one steals any of my toilet paper.
That's right, unless it's me. Maybe you can mail me some, all right?
I'll fax it to you.
Awesome. Okay, take care now.
Later.
Bye. Well?
I'm off.
Oh, okay, you hang up.
Okay.
Okay, bye. You gone? Rated F. What a guest. Big guest. So happy you joined the show. Oh, he just messaged me, and of course that notification sound came through onto the show. Well, there you have it. That was that. And maybe now. Oh, I wasn't even thinking I could have had him on for headline porn. But yeah, that's what time it is. Here on the show, we do a little thing called headline porn. People love it. It's the rage. No one else is doing it. I invented it. It's my thing. Nobody can steal it because I've been doing it for two shows already. So don't you dare steal it. It's where I read the headlines. Very simple, very clever. But people love it. Here it is. These are it could be anything. The most random headlines of all time are right here from the porn headline sites. Here we go. It's time for headline porn. Loading. As we're loading, this is a well-greased, oiled machine, this show. Here we go. 13 of the most unbelievably selfish people in the entire world. Yes, that's the headline. Predicting where the NFL's top offensive free agents will sign.
Oh, yeah!
Scholastic is offering free online courses so your kids can keep learning while schools are closed. That's a good service.
Oh, good. Yeah.
One pot spinach beef soup. Of course, you got to sneak the recipes in there. Government official. Coronavirus vaccine trial starts Monday.
Oh, good.
That was fast.
Yeah.
Patriots give offensive lineman Jermaine Illuminour original restricted free agency tender. Nobody cares about that. Can I still go to the gym during the coronavirus outbreak? Some expert advice. Classic stadiums with jockey billboards is Super Mega Baseball's new style. That's a video game one. We don't get a lot of video game ones.
Oh, good. Yeah.
The Metropolitan Opera is offering free virtual shows this week. Better hop on that. Who doesn't love that? A ticking time bomb. Scientists worry about coronavirus spread in Africa. Few more here.
Oh, good. Yeah. More.
ESPN's Jay Bilas reacts to Rick Pitino getting hired. Who, what? That's a, can't end on that. Can't end on that one. Let's end on this one here. New York City to close schools, bars, restaurants around U.S. ordered closed over coronavirus. I think I read that one wrong. Okay, well, wow. And I just took the show right down to a halt. Let's end on this. Slow News Day Explainer. How the new NFL CBA works there. Oof. Go check out that CBA. NFL CBA. And that's...
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm done. You know, they're not always spectacular, but, you know, just sometimes finishing, completing is enough, right? Just get that poison out of your system, and that's enough. That's all you need. Doesn't the end justifies the means. We got enough headlines. That was headline porn. And that is the show. Thanks to Rated F for being on this one. Very special guest. Maybe we'll have more guests now that seem to work. I haven't listened back to this one. I probably won't because I'm getting hungry. I got stuff to do. I got man hands to worry about. Almost done that game, though. Almost done. I was thinking about maybe pursuing. I realized I put in like 85 hours to almost 90 hours so far, and I was going to go for the platinum, but I can't seem to trigger this one trophy. I may be like 5 away from the platinum. I'm not a big platinum guy. I have 1 platinum. 1. And I just did that to get that 0 out of the scoreboard because I don't like that. I don't like seeing goose eggs. But for the AOC game, Assassin's Creed Odyssey, I don't even know why I abbreviate it because I always have to say the full title because nobody knows what AOC is. AOC. ACO. AOC is that politician girl, right? Okay. ACO. Assassin's Creed Odyssey. Once again, I drove this show right into the freaking dumpster. One day I'll be good. One day I'll get better. I'll get better. I don't even know what I'm saying. I'm going to end the show. Oh, the platinum. Yeah, I couldn't get the platinum because I can't get this one to trigger the one that opens up where you have to unlock the entire map. I keep traveling over to every island. The map, there's no fog on the map because where you go to a new place, it clears up the fog. And then that's a new... you just have to clear the entire map of fog and you get the platinum, but it doesn't seem to be working. So I don't know what's going on with that. So I'll just stop with the platinum dreams and hopes and expectations and I'll just complete the game and move on. But I don't really know what to move on to next. What do I got? I got Shenmue 3. Haven't even touched that. I was a supporter of the damn game. And I haven't even touched it. I haven't even opened the game yet. But hey, Shenmue, you got to really be in the mindset for that. And I just beat Shenmue 2 like 5 months ago. It's too much Shenmue. You got to take at least a year break between Shenmues. You can't go from Shenmue 2 to Shenmue 3 in 6 months. At least 1 year. Because they're, you know, the pace. You got to get into that pace and you got to sink your teeth into it. If people think Death Stranding is a slow-paced and boring game, well, Shenmue invented that genre. My friends out there. And that's the show. One more GOGP show in the books. The new intro. Maybe I should just play that again. People need to hear it in its full entirety. Here we go. Here we go. Bye-bye now. See you next time.